This is the Portland Resistance Calendar, and my name is Vijay, for the 10 days beginning June 16th. If you want more information or a printable calendar or, a pretty picture, you can find information on the podcast and these other things at kboo.fm/resist/June16. This weekend is Juneteenth and Pride. Next weekend is Good in the Hood. Petalpalooza runs all month. That's what we got going on in a bigger sense. Tonight, Friday, June 16th, Blackwater is hosting a benefit for Portland Anarchist Black Cross. This is still right at the top of my list as far as the Venn diagram of fun and necessary goes. All the proceeds from this event are going towards currently needed legal aid for recently arrested Portland activists and community members. 8 to 11 p.m. at the fabulous Blackwater, 9th and Northeast Broadway. If you were looking at making a Venn diagram of fun and, say, making costumes for Pride, maybe the pre-Pride costume party that, oh my, Ultimate is throwing from 6 to 8 p.m. at Laurelhurst Park might be right up your alley. On Saturday, June 17th, the introductory community bystander intervention training is sold out. Well, there you go. There are several Juneteenth events. In Vancouver, the Vancouver NAACP is doing a celebration at Clark College at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Here in Portland, the Petalpalooza ride we know as the Black Liberation Ride is taking place from 11 to 2 p.m. Irving Park, 7th and Northeast Fremont. That ride is people of color only, and if I have to explain that for you, well, meanwhile, the parade and celebration is, I believe, stepping off and returning to the Legacy Emanuel Hospital field at Williams and Russell. That's supposed to be from noon to 6. And other news, this is Pride weekend. It's pretty hard not to know that, though. The quote-unquote official festival opens at noon at Tomahawk Waterfront Park. It is not free. It is so not even close to free. Don't get me started on this. There are always two unpermitted marches on the Saturday of Pride. They are the Trans March and the Dyke March. The Trans March steps off from the North Park blocks at 2 p.m. The Dyke March steps off from Southwest Pine and NATO at 6 o'clock. Sunday, June 18th, Pride. Pride, Pride, Pride. So, Pride Parade begins at 11 at the North Park blocks and ends at Tomahawk Park. It's pretty short, as it has been for the last couple of years. There's close to 100 parade contingents, and they are gathering in the North Park blocks for the most part at about 9 a.m. If you're wanting to just experience the parade from the safety of the sidewalk, I personally recommend you get there about 10:30 or a little earlier, because otherwise, all bets are off. Monday, June 19th, Don't Shoot Portland is organizing a rally called Emancipation for Black America Now. It's at noon at the Mark Hatfield U.S. Courthouse, 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue. So a bunch of grassroots organizations are working to connect community members with legal resources that can help them fight for justice and human rights through the federal court system. And that starts with filing these complaints. That's where that's beginning. Also on Monday, author Naomi Klein reads from her new book, No Is Not Enough, at Powell's Books at Cedar Hills Crossing. That's going to be 7 p.m. The Clinton Resistance series is continuing to delight with relatively frothy movies with relatively significant local activist nonprofits. This week it's But I'm a Cheerleader, which is perfect for Pride NISPA. It's a benefit for Sankofa, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton. Let's skip a couple days and get to Thursday, June 22nd. You could start your day with a Fighting Fascists Is Not a Crime rally, which starts at the unbelievably early hour of 8:30 a.m., running till about 11, at the Multnomah County Justice Center, 1120 Southwest 3rd. Please, if you're an early bird, please, please, please show up. 8:30 in the morning. I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around that. So you might want to spend some time, take a break, get something done, and then go enjoy Piss Trump, a large format photography project by James Kelsey. That's going to be at the Northwest Lucky Lab Beer Hall from 4 to 8 p.m. The beer hall is at 1945 Northwest Quimby. Wear yellow or orange if you want to. And then go check out a film screening of the documentary from last year, House on Cocoa Road. It's about the U.S. invasion of Grenada in the 1980s. You know, Angela Davis is in it. That's kind of cool. 7 to 9 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton. Angela Davis still really has it going on. Just wanted to say that. Friday, June 23rd means Good in the Hood weekend. It's a pretty good something going on. Good in the Hood is a multicultural music, arts, and food festival that is celebrating its 25th year and has attracted the attention of some white supremacists. So if nothing else, you could just go in solidarity, though I would just go because it's a good time. The kickoff starts at 6 p.m. at Lillis Albina City Park, which is 2451 North Flint at Russell, just north of Harriet Tubman Elementary. On Saturday morning, there's a parade. That steps off from King Elementary School Park at 11 a.m. If you're going to be marching in it, you need to be there by at least 10. That's going to work its way down to Lillis Albina via MLK and Russell. Both Saturday and Sunday, the festival will be open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. On Saturday, June 24th, in addition to Good in the Hood, there's going to be the Not in Portland ICE Resistance Protest. We haven't had a big immigration and customs enforcement protest in a while here in town, so I hope to see you there. This is kind of important. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Portland ICE Detention Center, 4310 Southwest McAdam. Want to have conversations with white people about racial justice? You could door knock with Surge. If you're interested, RSVP on Thursday the 22nd. So this door knock is going to be all about supporting the family of Christopher Kalonji, who was murdered by Clackamas County deputies last year. We'll be asking people to sign a postcard to send to the Clackamas County District Attorney in keeping with the request of Irene Kalonji, Christopher's mother. They're also going to be selling Black Lives Matter yard signs. So that's going to be taking place from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Vermont Hills United Methodist Church, 6053 Southwest 55th. On Sunday, June 25th, Caveat, Giant Caveat. I'm not sure if this has been sold out or whether there was just a lot of hand-wringing about it, but either way, you might want to find out more about the Bystander Intervention Workshop to benefit Don't Shoot Portland. Teresa Rayford from Don't Shoot Portland is going to be taking part in this workshop. If it's not sold out already, it's running from 2 to 5 p.m. at Living Room Realty, 1401 Northeast Alberta. There's a lot of talk about replicating this training all over the metro area. It's worthwhile to check out the Facebook conversation that's been happening around this event. So that's it. That's what I know about. That's what I'm excited about. That's what's happening for the next 10 days that anybody bothered to let me know about. There's so much more on the blogcast page, kboo.fm/resist/June16. If you want to look at events that are happening over about the next month, you might want to look at kboo.fm/resist/June. And if you want to just get more information about what this blogcast is and why, you could look at kboo.fm/resist. There appears to be a method to the madness. I'm trying for that, at least. Tune in next Friday, June 23rd, for another week of activism in and around Portland. This has been VJ. Thanks so much for listening.